If you're an adventurer, there's one place that you absolutely have to shop.
There is, because there's this place called Modatomic, and they have the gas can hoodie, which when you put it on, it feels like a hug. And if you're a true adventure rider, you know that some days don't go as planned and you need a hug. But not only the gas can hoodie, Modatomic has other things too. Like what, Cappy?
Like beanies, cups, stickers, t-shirts, and probably my favorite dry bag.
That orange dry bag is badass.
It is. Modatomic.com. Link in the description.
So, Chappie, I got a confession to make.
Confess to me.
I've been talking to our buddy from B-Moto, Paco Pete. You know B-Moto, that shop that does really cool stuff like
off-road performance engines and suspensions. They even can Cerakote with ceramic finishes, so the outside is just as strong as the inside.
Which is awesome and brings me to my confession, Cody Proof Certification. Because Paco Pete told me they're going to take care of my engine and Cody Proof it.
That's something that not too many places can say.
No, definitely not. I would just suggest go over to bmoto.com and check it out. They've got some pictures of what they do.
Boutiche.com. Link in the description of the podcast.
Yes, because it's hard to spell, but they do good work. So the question is that a battery pocket? Is that a battery pack in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
My battery pack is long and slender.
Oh, there you go. Short and stubby.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Throttled Adventures.
Brap.
Today, Cody had the bright idea. We're going to talk about light bulbs and how they fit in your motorcycle.
You know, it's hard to ride without them at night, for sure.
No, today we're going to discuss items you can carry with you for personal safety, whether that's you're going into bear country or wherever.
Or the hood.
There are things that you can carry with you. Some are legal to carry across state lines. Some probably will not be. Depending upon
a phone, a telephone, as mine just dinged, is probably a good thing. You know, yes. So you can dial for help if you need it.
Yes.
Sorry about that disturbing phone.
I didn't hear it. It must have been just in your headphones.
Oh, maybe it was just in my head. Oh, boy.
That could be too, and that is disturbing.
Yes, we won't tell anyone.
So,
that's listening.
An item you might want to carry is the phone number of a psychiatrist, just in case you hear ringing in your head.
I've got one. He's down at the homeless shelter. He took the
Jesus
place of our
Christ.
Lawyer. He took the place of my lawyer.
He replaced your lawyer?
Yeah, he took his bed. The lawyer just quit showing up, man.
Well, I hope he's all right.
Yeah, I think he's okay. I think he's just tired of, defending our perviated podcast.
Is that a real word?
No, it's not, probably. It is now, though.
I see somebody in Discord wanted to use your lawyer. I think everybody talked him out of it.
Yeah, it's not real effective.
I guess not.
But I'll give you his number if you want. I just don't know if he'll answer.
1-800-PRAY-FOR-GOD.
Yes.
And that's four, number four.
Number four, or else it wouldn't fit.
It still won't fit.
Anyway. I'm gonna start off with one that'll throw everyone off guard. But the most important thing that you could take with you and cross any state line or country line is your mind.
Your mind?
Yes.
I've never gone anywhere and left mine behind, thankfully.
I have. It's not that fun because you don't remember where you went. Sorry, it's true. I know, we've all seen that. Like, it used to be a big comic. We'd have it, the workplace, and it said if I've gone wandering, I'm not here, just don't mind me, I'm out looking for my mind or lost my mind or something.
Oh, Jesus.
But seriously, like just being aware of your surroundings, whether it be in nature or, I mean, it could be a car that's not going to stop at a stoplight or some buddy standing on the corner begging for change, you know, rushing you all of a sudden. I mean, if you're paying attention to your phone, you may miss subtle cues that could keep you safe.
Okay, so I guess to fine-tune that, it's not your mind, but your awareness that you need to take with you.
Yes, I've recently stumbled on watching Navy SEAL type YouTube, ex-Navy SEAL videos. But they have...
Oh, yeah.
It's called the OODA loop, O-O-D-A. So you observe your surroundings, you orientate yourself so that you're safe, you decide if things did go a bad way, you decide what you would do, and then act. So like if something happens quickly, you've already kind of got a, for less of a better term, escape route. Or, you know, like as you're pulling up, if you see a car like swerving, if you're aware of your surroundings, then you'll already be ready to kind of swerve around him or hit your brakes or whatever. But
always have a plan.
Yeah. Kind of just worst case scenario like, it out, you know,
and pay attention. You would never be able to do it.
I know, it's terrible.
Like, do you, when you come up to an intersection, do you always have a plan?
I would like to say yes, but not always. But I am conscious. Like I do think about that, and I try to practice it. It's kind of like a habit, right? So I have to consciously think about that as I pull up to intersections. And the more I do it, the more often it just becomes instinct, which is, I think, what you want to do, because your reaction is going to be, especially on a motorcycle, it can be a very different outcomes depending on your decision.
Yes. I tend to be more cognizant of it when I have a passenger.
Yes.
But I pretty much, it's just become a habit pulling up to a light. If there's a car in front of me, I always position myself so I can get around it. If somebody's coming up too fast from behind,
very smart.
Pay attention to the rear, you know, and making sure that when I pull up, I can use my mirrors to see behind me.
Because if you're very smart,
if you're turned too far that you can't see, I always, when I'm going through an intersection, every car there is going to pull out in front of me regardless.
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of the worst mindset case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if somebody's wheels are rolling, like they're stopped at a stop sign and their wheels are not stopped. And I carry it with me into the car. I mean, I don't cock my car sideways at the,
you don't
at the light like I would in a on a bike, you know. I don't position myself in the middle of the lane. But
are you the guy that parks with your car in the middle of the line so you have two spots? Or
no, but no, you know, I
agree.
The rules of watching the tires and stuff like that, because they can look right at you and not see you. But if the tires are not rolling, you have a better chance that they're not coming out.
That's a good point that I had not thought of it. Not only on the motorcycle is it important, but it carries over to, I didn't even think about that, but when I'm driving my truck, I might be a little more distracted, but it does carry over, like you're saying, like I'm trying to place myself. And like you said, intersections are the worst. Just assume that every idiot's going to go. I mean, most of the time they don't, but it only takes once.
Right.
So.
But watching the tires rolling up to an intersection gives you a little buffer. You know, if you see the tires are still rolling, just pray that they're not turning left.
Yeah, left-hand turns are terrible.
Especially when they're on your right because they're coming across. And there's no veering around them, pretty much.
Yeah. So that's probably different. It's not an item per se, but I think it's, you can carry whatever you want, but if you're not aware of what's going on around you, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know,
my top thing would probably be, like a Garmin or Zolio or something along that lines. If things go bad or if you're in an area where you have no cell service, I know you brought up the phone, the Garmin,
can reach
it
out.
It just gives you a way to contact somebody or, you know.
Yeah. And that can be important in your safety on and off the road, but it can also be important to your safety when you get home, because like, if you don't have cell service and you're supposed to check in with your significant other, you know, you can do that on Garmin or Spot or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, I found my significant other appreciates it when I say, hey, everything's all right. We're going good. I'm behind. I'm ahead of schedule. That never happens, by the way, ahead of schedule. But
well, that is I chose Garmin because looking at all the other plans, Garmin was the only one that at a reasonable monthly fee would allow me to share my whereabouts with loved ones. So I can send them a link and they can see where I am, where I'm riding, if I'm still moving and stuff. So
that's good. Yeah. Yeah. I usually try and hide from my loved ones and everybody else, but I can see your point.
Mm-hmm. Well, that way, if you don't check in because you don't have service or whatever, they can see that you're still moving and see you're all right.
Right.
As long as the bear didn't, you know, eat you and,
eat is, you running, and is
running around with your satellite communicator in its
holy
stomach.
Cow, he really picked up speed. I thought he was stopping to get some beverage or something.
Yeah, why is just he going on the crazy. Top of the mountain?
And why is he like zigzagging height, elevation, climbing trees? I don't know. Yeah. At least, you know, they could find your remains when he pooped you out, I guess, if you're with your Garmin. But yeah, communication is a huge one, being aware. You know, most of you, any of you that have watched any of my videos probably know this. My first thing is, you know, when legally able to, a freedom stick. We'll call it that because, you know, those who know, and those who don't. It's not always legal. A way to protect yourself from animals, whether they be human animals or wilderness animals.
Mm, especially like that night that you had the mountain lion sniffing around.
My God. I'm just happy that I wasn't as aware of how they stalk prey that night as I am now, or I'd have been terrified.
Do you think they would have tried to come in your tent?
I don't know. But all I know is I was looking in the river, pointing my pistol at the river for like an hour. And when I woke up in the morning, the tracks were behind me. Like it was watching me from behind while I was pointing at the river where I thought it was. So sneaky little suckers. Again, to safety, don't cook and eat right by where you're sleeping.
No.
I mean, some of these will be obvious, but
yeah, I mean, that's the whole, I mean, everywhere has bears. I mean, they talk about bear country and this and that. At least here, I mean, in the Northeast, you never know when you're around the woods or right next to, you know, your housing and stuff like that. Unless you're in a big city like New York or Boston or Springfield, Atlanta. You know,
yeah,
big cities probably don't have bears, but
if you see a bear on Wall Street, then maybe you're taking something that you shouldn't be.
Not a bear, but you can see a bull.
Yeah, you can see a bull. Good old bull market.
Yeah.
And a lot of bullshit.
Bullshit.
Can we say that? I just said it, so whatever.
Too late.
What are some other things? What are some less lethal things, Chappie? Because, you know, I go to this extreme and then you've got ideas on the other.
Depending on your state, mace can have, is it mace or pepper spray? I think it's pepper spray you have to have a permit for. Mace you don't, or
I'm
vice
not
versa.
Sure, but either one is a good deterrent.
Yes. Yeah, and I guess
I wouldn't
want to
get sprayed with either one of those.
I guess we should say before we go any further, do not take our legal advice.
Yeah, double there is no legal advice here.
Double check whatever state or municipality or whatever you're going through. If you're in a different country, double check with your local laws and where you're going and make sure that what you're carrying is legal.
Yes. Because Google, the adventure is to have fun and stay safe. And we don't mean three square meals and a cot behind some bars. Okay. Mm-mm. Let's clarify that. So you're responsible for your own research on that, but
absolutely.
Along those lines, this was forever ago, but I just remembered, there was a girl at high school, and she, I don't know if they still do it. It was called Bernaca or something. It was like breath spray.
Oh, yeah, the spray.
But she carried that like cinnamon as a kind of self-defense thing. Plus, you know, plus used it for, she smelled good if somebody wanted to kiss her. But if she didn't want them kissing them, she could spray them. And I mean, anything like that, if you get it in somebody's eyes.
Well, even animals. I mean.
Yeah, animals, people, whatever. Like.
There is bear spray. There are also other things like Jess and Greg were talking about that.
Oh, those bear bangers or whatever.
Bear banger. I don't think you have to have a permit for that.
That sounds fun.
Just make sure you throw it in front of the bear, not behind it.
Yeah.
You don't want to scare it towards you.
No, that would be bad.
Especially if they're big brown bears.
Yeah. Angry, hungry. If you can hear their stomach growling. Ooh-hoo. Yeah, there's the sprays. I mean, there's things that are like horns. Very bright flashlights can deter some animal, people, things. The only time I found that not good was the damn mountain lion.
Are you talking about a Sasquatch? An animal, people, thing?
Yes, there are Sasquatch in Utah, we found out. Two episodes evidently, ago, I believe.
Evidently, there are in Ohio, too.
Oh, boy. You know, poor Ohio. My prayers literally go out to Ohio. They're going through some rough stuff.
Yes.
But an air horn. I mean,
yeah, horn loud.
As far as safety goes, the best thing to do is retreat if you can, and distractions like spray or horns or light can buy you just enough seconds to get somewhere safe or farther away.
Do not trip your friend.
Oh, whatever. That's the best one ever. That's the best one. That's why you always got to ride with a big old burly friend that walks slow. You just got to run faster than him, the old saying goes. That doesn't work for me when I go a Squatch. He can probably run the 4-minute mile or something. No. So I'm
screwed. I was going to say, because usually they say that the one that falls.
It's just like the movie.
Well, no. They're drawn to the movement. So if you're running and they fall.
Oh.
Yes.
I hadn't heard that one.
Like bears and stuff.
Play dead.
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole
God, that's
joke
a 50-50.
Of tripping.
I never want to play any. I don't want to play that game.
The whole joke of tripping the slow friend.
Yeah.
You just have to be faster than that person or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke, but it actually, I was just reading something about bears and whatnot. They say that, that's the worst thing you can do is it draws their attention.
Yeah.
Because you're the one that's fleeing.
Definitely. If you run into a cougar or mountain lion, let's say mountain lion, because I know people will go the wrong way with the cougar. It's not American Pie, people. It's not
Here we go.
Stacy's mom, whatever. But the cougar, mountain lion, you need to look them in the eye. You turn your back on them and run away, they will attack. That is, and I learned that after my thing, but yeah. So research your animals, but you know, some bears you want to look big, whatever. I mean, educate yourself, but light horns, sprays, rifles, pistols. I mean, I don't think many people are riding motorcycles with a rifle, but I could be wrong. I'm sure there's a guy that'll prove me wrong, or a girl.
Yeah, they used to do it on horses.
I know they did. Why don't
you need a, I need some sort of,
I'm
going
to talk to Moscow. I need a sling for the rifle, the lever action, so I can play like that Wyoming show. I don't know if you've watched that, or Yellowstone. Sorry.
Yellowstone.
Good show.
Why do they ride motorcycles with rifles?
Well, they ride horses with them.
Oh.
And I think of my bike as my horse. Kind of like horse. John Bon Jovi. Yes, I was
steel raised. Horse I ride.
Yep. Unfortunately, I was raised on that. That Slippery When Wet album. It's an actual fact you can check if you want. I that didn't this, just make it dirty up. Yeah, Slippery
Most
When Wet.
Most things are, especially ice.
Yeah, we got a lot of that this year, man. I don't know about you out there, but
I just got some freaking yesterday. What the hell?
Yeah, we apparently we're going to have snow through April in Utah. So, ooh, that reminds me of a good tip for you.
A shovel?
Yeah, shovel. Tim Collins told me, he's trying to teach me, you know, because I hadn't ridden much road, but in canyons or any area that's shady, sunny type of thing. If there was ice on the road or, you know, snow, but it's melted. If you see like a darker spot on the road, avoid that, because as you come around, say in a mountain, one side gets a lot of sun, one doesn't. And he was saying that that could very easily still be black ice or something, which is funny because now I find myself looking for that stuff since he told me all the time, which is a good thing. But before I didn't, I'd never crossed my mind. So
just figured it was wet.
Yep.
So you're rocking your gas can. That would be another thing you could bring with you for your personal safety.
Keep you definitely. Warm. Keeps you warm, and if things get too bad, it's like a hug. So,
see, this is going to air probably a week after he gets home, but as of recording, Tim is in Atlanta, and he was rocking his gas can hoodie.
Yeah. You've seen the pictures of that beautiful bike he's on. It's gorgeous. Yes. I'm so happy for him making it through. Wish I could have met him. Just didn't work out. But talk to the wife. We're going to donate a little bit, whatever we can. And if you listeners can, look up Tim Card. It's, what's it called? The Highway.
Highway to Hope.
Cancer Awareness Fund.
Yes. It's to benefit the LLS, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Say that three times fast.
Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
1.5 speed.
Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Yeah, great cause. Great story. If you haven't listened to that podcast, definitely go back and check out Tim Card podcast.
Yeah. Somebody, I think it was Raptor Pack, posted that he started listening to it, and he was like, what the hell does this have to do with motorcycles? And then by the end of the episode, he was like, boy, that was the best episode you guys have put out.
My father said that he listened to the whole thing, and it was the best podcast we put out. And he does not hand out willy-nilly compliments. So.
But you know, of course, that has nothing to do with us, because Tim was the show.
Right. Right.
It was all, he was just such an amazing guest.
Yeah. And his said story practice. Is awesome. In fact, my father said he should be a motivational speaker. It's like, that's pretty good praise coming from old pops. I mean, that's cool.
Yes.
My wife would say baseball bat, but
that's kind of hard to carry.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to carry. I'd probably hit it on the shin.
You can use your tent poles.
You could use those poles for your tarp you showed me.
Oh, I can't carry that's them like on a the spear. Motorcycle.
That's like a spear, like a javelin, like what they used to.
I can't carry those.
The old horse ride big. Things, the nights where they would. Those things are huge.
They are. They are not. These are not the poles you are looking for.
These are not the poles you're looking for. Two buku.
They were supposed to be, I forget,
skinnier.
16 inches or something like that, and they ended up being almost 2 feet. That's a lot of pole to find somewhere to put it.
Oh, boy. See you later, listener. Of course, we might have gained 5 people from that comment. You never know how it goes.
That was just a comment about the tent poles. Nothing to do with anything else.
I know. People are so sensitive. Get some Jergens lotion and have sensitive skin.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Fire. You can use a stick that's on fire. Like an old caveman.
Yes. Be careful with that. Do not throw it at the animals because you might start a forest fire.
Yeah, do not start a forest fire.
Cody's going to burn down the world.
No. Maybe cities, not the wilderness. I love the wilderness.
If you get yourself a canine moto cockpit, you can take your dog, and your dog will let you know if there's some animals around because they'll smell it.
Yep, they do. Mine goes, DJ thinks he's a freaking hunting dog. He goes on point. He doesn't bark, but he'll go on point. Like, it took me a minute to realize what he was doing. I was yelling, get over here. What the hell? And he wouldn't. I walk over, and there's some deer right over there.
Oh, jeez. Look,
I thought he'd freak out. Yeah, I thought he'd freak out, like barking, but he was just like pointing like a hunter.
Over there,
dummy. Like, I'm trying to show you, you idiot.
Come on, I'm hungry.
Fresh meat.
Yes, if you have utensils, not plastic ones, of course. I mean, I'm sure the plastic ones are okay.
Did I tell you that story?
Bah.
Oh, I had a relative, an old lady, and she stabbed her husband. He lived. But we were having like a 50th wedding anniversary for some family member. Anyway, we had plastic utensils, and my little brother went over to her, and he said, you know, you're the reason we have to use plastic utensils at this event. I'm surprised he didn't get stabbed. But yeah, utensils are good. One of my new favorite things that I am going to start carrying as soon as it arrives. If you've seen a tactical pen.
Tactical pen?
Yeah, they're awesome. They actually write.
Like some of them throwing knife?
No, it's more like just a jab. Some of them will break glass if you need. You know, but I'm not going to say they're all TSA approved.
Probably
but
should.
Some of them are kind of. I'm not going to suggest you do anything stupid, but it's just a pen, but they are hardened ends. I mean, if you poke somebody with it, it would definitely make them think twice about trying whatever they're doing. Or an animal, like if you wake up to something crawling into your tent that is not like Oliver had crawling in his tent, and you want to defend yourself, then tactical pen, you know, $20 something. It could be, I guess, used as a weapon. It can also be used to write down notes, so you remember when you get home what you did each day, or you know. Many of you probably just remember I need to take notes or I forget.
Yeah, I don't think I bring a pen with me. I'd have to check my bag, see if I got one in there. But that is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because you never know, your phone might be dead and you might need to write directions down or something like that.
Yeah, and I can't say how many times I've met people, like, I want their number and my phone is either, like, back in the tent or dead or... And we take for granted, we can just text me or, you know, a pen's a good thing to have.
Maybe they don't want to give you the number.
And that is true. They're like, they give me a number off the bathroom wall. Yeah, call this number. That's what the lawyer did to me. Jeez.
And you got the homeless guy instead.
Yep.
'Cause he saw you. And he said, this guy's trouble. I'm not crossing the border with him.
Yeah. Everybody tells me that. Jeez. I mean, from what I hear, you can cross the border with whoever you want now. I don't know. Jeez.
If you have a cooking set, some of your pots and pans could be used to deter an animal from coming into your camp as well.
Yes.
If they're made out of metal.
One of my favorite. The rubber
ones, probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Speaking of protection,
distraction though, if they
I'm not gonna say it.
What?
I'm not gonna say it. Rubber.
Oh, Jesus.
You made me say it. I did the I've heard this and it is on the internet, so it must be true.
I don't carry those either.
I don't either. I'm married and my ship has sailed. But I did, while I was researching on mountain lions, I came across a story, and apparently, at least in this story, they used their phone and they blasted Metallica, and apparently some animals do not like metal or hard rock music. So, if I think I'm in cougar mountain lion country, I'll go to sleep blasting my, you know, Volbeat on the, phone until I fall asleep. That's fine. Sometimes that's better. Sometimes I don't like to hear noises outside and sometimes I do, but.
So you would rather not wake up?
It depends. Like the night with the mountain lion, like I waited up. But I was so tired, man. And I finally went to bed thinking, like, if it comes to get me, it comes to get. Like, I was so tired. I was either going to fall asleep in my chair or in the tent. And I felt like the tent was safer.
Better than the tent.
Oh, yeah.
Because they'd have to figure out how to get in.
Yeah. I'm sure they could, but I felt safer. That's all that mattered. Also maybe some research, you know, as you pull into mountainous areas or campgrounds, a lot of times they'll have warnings that say, this is bear country, et cetera. Or if you're going to new states or countries, maybe just Google like through the areas you're going and just see, hey, yeah, paranoid.
What kind of dangerous animals they have and.
Yeah, what are the main threats? I'm not saying go down the rabbit hole completely, but you know.
Yeah, like you don't want to be sleeping in the desert and leave your tent open. Because you might wake up, find a rattlesnake or a scorpion or a tarantula or something like that.
Thanks for that. No, I'm never going to sleep again. I'm going to wake up.
You got to make sure that you zip your tent up.
You do. And I did set up, you know, in the dark, like I do one time. And come to find out, there were spiders outside my tent. Thank God the zippers were good. But like the size of my hand, I don't know if they were tarantulas or what. But
moving on.
Buy good zippers.
Yes.
What else?
I don't know about sprays.
What else? You can do research. pens, sprays, horns, guns, sticks.
If you're carrying a hatchet or axe or some sort of, you know, small, or even like a machete or something like that to cut wood. And
good point. That is an actual weapon. Why didn't I think of that first? Damn it.
Well, and those, I would think maybe not the machete, but like a hatchet or something along that line. I would not think that would be considered a weapon crossing state lines.
They didn't care about that when I crossed into Canada. I was worried about that actually, but I was not going to go into another country and camp without a way to collect some wood. And
yes,
and thank God, because it did get cold. But yeah, I mean, again, check your local areas, but that's great. Anything you have with you, I mean,
pocket
knife. Swatch always says, pick up a pile of sand and throw it in their eyes. Or, I mean, really, you're not out to win a fight. You're just trying to get away, really.
Yes, survival.
Yeah, the best defense is not to get into a fight, they say, or whatever. Encounter.
Yes, it's to
human or animal.
Evade. Yes.
Not saying be a chicken ship, but if you want to continue your adventure, just be smart.
Hey, if you keep picking fights, sooner or later, you're going to lose.
Yes. There's always somebody or something.
Nobody is undefeated.
Not even Mike Tyson, even though he took a piece of the ear.
He didn't win that fight either.
No, he did not win that fight, but I'll bet. That was terrible.
In the case of like your mountain lions or whatnot, if you had your pocket knife,
yes,
one of them jumped on you, you could always stick it.
Yes. And at that point, you're fighting for your damn life. So fight like it. Like,
yes.
I don't know. Many of you may have seen or read the story, the lady that actually choked out a mountain lion that attacked her.
No.
Fought for her life and I guess won, but. Yeah. I mean, you try to avoid the fight, but you got like some sort of mountain lion or something on top of you. It's time to fight like there's no tomorrow. At that point, it's become a different game.
Yeah. Keep your arms up and around your head. Make sure that they can't get your neck. Game over.
They're like a Dracula. They're like the jugular.
Well, they know that's a kill.
Yeah.
Generally, I would think mountain lions won't bother you because they know you're not really good food. But
generally, they don't. In fact, most people, when I started talking about my experience, like in general, most people don't see them a lot. And those that do see them say, if you see them, especially like at night, they're out because they're hungry. Like they're so stealthy. So some people were telling me I was lucky. I'm like, that did not feel like luck to me. I haven't been back to that camping spot since. I go to that canyon, but I can't bring myself to go to the exact spot again. I need to get over.
Well, I wouldn't want to either. Not unless you had an armed
guard. I've got night vision. and an armed guard. I have two arms. I always thought that would be a good like comic. Yes, I have my armed guard. See, he has two arms.
Yes, my guard has arms.
If I take Squatch, I got a big armed guard.
Yeah. All right. I can't think of anything else. I mean,
I can't really either.
And
yeah. Just your mind. And whatever you have with you and being aware. I think of being aware is the most.
Yeah, aware of helpful. Your surroundings. If you're not aware of your surroundings, I don't care what you're carrying.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you.
You could have 20 guns, a machete, a samurai sword, a bow and arrow and all that. And if you're not aware of your surroundings, none of it's going to do you no damn good. So.
No, because it'd be like you sitting there watching the river and they stuck up behind you. Yeah. Didn't matter what you have.
It's like a ninja. A damn cougar.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah,
just,
and, you know, if you're traveling in numbers, you know, sometimes making noise. I've heard pros and cons about fire, like having a fire at night. And depending where you are in the world, I guess different animals like might be attracted to it. A lot of animals stay away from it unless you're like
cooking means
something delicious. Delicious. Yeah. But, oh man, it was one of the books I was listening to of an adventure writer. Yes, I don't read. I listen to books. I think it was in like South Africa and like the lions were drawn to, oh no, Survivor, man. They were drawn to the fire. So that's why I'm not going to ride through Africa. I mean, it looks cool to ride next to a giraffe, a lion, but I'll just Photoshop it in.
Yeah.
I'll
not much is going to mess with a lion.
No, and I don't want an elephant running across my path either. As cool as it looks on film and YouTube, I would probably poop my pants.
Yeah.
I mean, bless you that do it. I think it looks amazing, but that's like swimming with sharks, and I just don't want to play that game at all.
So it is April 7th. I want to give everybody a reminder that all the money we collect through Patreon for April will be refunded towards the Highway to Hope.
Yes.
If you're interested in checking out what we have to offer on Patreon, come on in and, you know, check it out for April, knowing that whatever you give goes to the Highway to Hope. If you don't like it, you can always cancel.
Yes.
But
it's a great cause.
Yeah. But we would love to have you as a patron. Our patrons help keep the lights on, as they say. Help with the funding of all of our costs to bring about a podcast. So, with that said, thank you all patrons. We are very appreciative of each and every one of you.
Yes, we are. We love each and every one of you.
And we are also like to share the discount code that you can use at Mototomic and Motocamp Nerd. You can use a code THRODDLEDADV to save some money.
Money.
Yes. Over at Mototomic, you can check out the gas can hoodie we were talking about as one of our go-to things to keep you safe, keep you warm. They got t-shirts, hats, beanies. I mean,
dry bags.
Chains. Yeah.
So, lots of stuff. And cool models, by the way.
Motorcycle, all but one. Yeah. All but one of them are cool.
Well, they had to cover that one's face.
You got a motorcyclist owned business. He is a motorcycle enthusiast. He makes gear for motorcycle enthusiasts.
Yes, he's into what we're into, guys.
Yes.
Support him. Also, another motorcycle. I don't know if we'd call Ben an enthusiast. He is an enthusiast, but that's kind of Dan's term, I think. It's but Ben over at Motocamp Nerd is another one of us, okay? He does what we like to do, and he's got everything you could
ever need. Yeah, he's a motocamper, and there was nothing like it out there, so he said, you know what? What the world needs is a motorcycle camping store.
So smart. Wish I'd have thought of that, but good job, Ben.
A store that carries things that the motorcycle camper would want or need.
Or both. And
when you go look at the website, you're going to need a lot of it.
Yes.
Whether you want to admit it or not,
It's funny.
It's more how of works. A want, but you're going to need it.
Yes. At some point, it's just funny.
I need this.
No, do you really want me to die of hypothermia? I need it. I mean, this sleeping bag on Moto Camp Nerd is just, it could save my life, dear.
Yes.
Or if you take your deer with you, it could save your life. I mean,
right.
If you need tips on how to hard sell, soft sell the significant other on wants / needs, just send me an email. I'll help you out. But the place to go,
Cody, that is Cody at do not accept my
advice
because you will be in the doghouse.com.
That's why I got a nice tent just in case.
And there I should you name it
the doghouse. That'd be great.
Proof in the pudding. There should be a tent named the doghouse.
That would be perfect.
I got the hotel just in case the wife kicks me out. I can go to the hotel.
I can't afford the hotel, so I'd have to buy the cheaper version, the knockoff from China that's called the motel.
What?
Aren't the hotels the expensive one and the motels are the rent by the hour? I don't know.
My hotel is cheaper than yours.
Yeah, I know.
I got the hotel. You got the mansion.
I did get the mansion.
The one-room mansion.
I'm so glad, too, because the wife loved it.
That's good.
So
I don't think yours would have enough room for me and my wife.
I've heard.
Even though she's tiny, she takes up a hell of a lot of space.
Yeah, I heard.
Yep. I was sleeping up against the wall.
Come in a three-man tent.
She had half the tent.
She had her books sprawled out, her freaking makeup kit. Or
nope, just her.
Just her? Oh, she just sprawled out, huh?
400 pounds. She took up half the tent. A three-person tent.
Sounds like my dog. No matter how I lay on the bed, the dog finds a way to just
cramp you. Yep.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, we've done this thousands of times. We bought a king size that's longer so the dogs could lay sideways at the end of the bed. Well, yeah, they didn't get that memo.
Nope, they're going to lie sideways at the pillow.
I get up to pee and he goes and steals my pillow, little bastard. And then he looks at me like, what?
As long as he's not doing the itchy butt on your pillow, you're all set.
No. No, if you see me with pink eye next podcast, we'll know he heard you, though.
Also want to give a shout out to the gentleman over at BMoto, bootyche.com, for all of your bike repair or upgrade needs.
Yeah, baby.
They will help you out and get you back on the road.
Or
improve the road for you.
Yep. They do great work. Hard to spell. Do great work. Just like I said at the start. But BMoto is awesome. Been to that shop. Great.
I mean, yes.
What a great guy. And I can tell you, he is focused on the job. Attention to detail. It's awesome to see.
Absolutely. And then, got to give a shout out to our friends over at Moscow Moto.
Most definitely. The official luggage of Throttled Adventure.
Yes. And again, if you decide to buy anything from any of these people, please let them know that you heard about them here. It helps us, you know, keep the discounts and everything going.
So. Yes. We love to be able to offer discounts and advice of what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
And chatting with you folks. We love it. So
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I guess the discount code, they know when you put that one in, but the other places don't. So if you could just let them know that, hey, I heard about you on Throttle Adventures, we would appreciate that.
Most definitely.
Alrighty. So, I guess if we forgot anything that you could use as a weapon, I know Paco Pete's going to say gas.
Oh, that
and like bodily gas, not, you know, gasoline gas.
I would use the other gas, but I'm thinking if fart, that might attract animals. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
maybe most not. Animals don't like to eat their own shit. So,
good point.
I'm sure that would be his thing. But if you're in Discord and we forgot something that we could be used as a weapon, leave us a shout in there and let us know what we forgot.
Oh, I know. You could ghost your bike at him. I mean, that's a terrible situation. Don't do it. You could in dire and have good insurance, by the way, when you do that. Fine print note.
Fine print. Yes.
We need, well, you know, like the drug commercials
after this one, huh?
You need the drug commercials where they have the like 10-second commercial for the drug. And then the last 20 seconds are may cause side effects, dizziness, death, may cause heart attack, blah, blah, blah. We need like one of those disclaimers. Listening to Throttled Adventures could cause gas, could cause.
Listening to Throttled Adventures could cause your brain to falter.
It could. It also could make you laugh. Or cry.
Yes.
Only one person cried that we know of so far. If we've made you cry, please just let us know.
Oh, God damn. Why did you have to open that door?
Because it's sadistic.
I'm going to get out of here before you piss anybody else off.
All right. Probably a good idea. We're going to shut this shit down. We'll invade your ear holes next week.
Or yes.
If you're listening in like a binge mode, in a few minutes, we'll invade your ear holes.
Could be. Thank you all for listening. And until next episode.
Wrap. Be aware of your damn surroundings.